circle.
Monday night, Simon Kuf Dalet, Hilchos Tefila. Shola Hatzik Betfila. This is the Mishnah Brachos. Lo Yatzik Betfiloso. Now there's different forms of Hatzik. The Pashtas, though, will see that the Mechaber means to talk. But certainly under various circumstances, Halicha could be a Hatzik. Going out of your place is considered something you're not allowed to do during Shemoneh Esrei. Remiza is a Hatzik. You know, Mitzad Yom Lifnei HaMelech, you're not supposed to do anything else. But specifically, the worst form of Hatzik is Dibur. We'll see, even when you can do the other things, but you're not supposed to talk. So that's Mepashas, what the Ramah is referring to here. Matzik, like Pasha, to talk. Chafilu Melech Yisrael, Shaul B'Shlomos, was not a question of Sakonos Nefoshos. Lo Yeshivenu, Avu Melech Avid Gilulim, Imef Shalol L'Katzer. So that's the first option. Da'ainu Shiyom Etchilas HaBrach HaVesofa, you make up... So Rafeinu Hashem Bnei Rafei, Baruch Atah Hashem Rafei Chalayim O Yisrael. Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Sashona Hazos, Baruch Atah Hashem Evorech Hashonim.
Because there's no interruption, you don't need to say Kikim Elokeinu?
No. It's the beginning and the end. Some hold just the end, but he paskins the beginning and the end. That's the first option. Second option is you don't meet up with him. So even though you're walking, but that's the second option. Some even say that moving out of your place, the tzarech hatfila, should not be considered at all a hefzik. But well, that's the shaila. That we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a machlekes prima gadim. Okay. Oh yeah. Below yatzik b'dibur. But that's like the imiyef shalo, and it's sakonas nefashos. That's sakonas nefashos. This is doichad kala tarkul. This is doichad this also. Yatzik. So that's it. So that's okay. So that lo yatzik b'tfiloso. So that means talking, but the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Vafilu Remiza Bialma is Osur. So now we say if there's something that's in Lo Latina Kaboche, Mutalo, meaning it's staring your davening, so Mutalo Laramis Lo Biyodov Kadesha Yishtok, Lo Yatvido Mitfilosa. Vimeno Moel, so what's the second option? So the first option is Remiza. The second option is Yarchik Asasum Menu, to walk away, move to a different place. Below Yadabarimo. V'chein Odom Nichbod, Shomid B'Tfila, Mashliach Tzibur Mamten Olav Amiris Kaddish O Kedusha, V'huena Marutsu B'Kach, Shiyamtinu Olav. That's the Nakuda, is really the next three words. Zem Atrido B'Tfila, it's staring, it's davening, he's aware that. It's different than Tziburi here. Mutalo l'rameis l'shliach tzibur shiyispalol k'darko. So, based on this Mishnah Berurah, there's a fellow in Matzdorf whose name is Dolinsky. And he wrote a book, Walking with Rabbi Miller. There are books written in English already by Rabbi Miller's son-in-law. Rabbi Miller speaks, and Avigdor Miller speaks. There's already two volumes out. But this guy wrote a book, Walking with Rabbi Miller. He used to join Avigdor. He lives it off. His name is Dolinsky. I forget his first name. He has a son, I think, called Zermatt Bechemish. Anyways, he used to walk with him. Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to actually step back from Shemoneh Esrei, even though he wasn't finished davening yet. He used to step back. So, where does that fit in? It fits in like this, that, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Yimarameis to Atina Kaboche. But worse comes to worse, if the Remiza doesn't help, so so you can actually walk away. He didn't want to be Marambe, except because he felt that
people would learn. Maybe people might take it wrong.
He didn't want to make Tircha de Tzibur. They weren't holding by waiting for him.
I'm saying for him to make a remiss, he didn't want,
for some reason he didn't want to make a remiss. So I forgot the reason why he didn't want to do that. He wanted to make like he finished also. I don't remember the exact reason. The chiddush, so he stepped back 3 steps, made believe he was finished. But it certainly has a makom in halacha, because in order to, Dolinsky writes in the book that he extrapolated from this halacha, just like it says if the remez doesn't work for a teenager, you can walk away. So here also, so he Kosher would step back and he would make believe he's finished. Okay. Vaita. Vafilu b'mokam hefzid moment, even if you're going to lose a lot of money, ain't lo lahafzik. Only sakonas nefashos. But we're going to see another exception. If it's tzorech tefillah, we're going to see you might be allowed to talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei if it's tzorech tefillah. But stam, that's not a hefzik. But to be mafzik, it's of the utmost severity. Because of a chayyodom, here's the exception. Tefillah, you're davening, and you're not sure if you said yalla v'yavo, you're not sure if you said mashu v'ruach, whatever. On there itself, again. My sister's a principal in a school in Flatbush. So she calls me up a few days ago, and she's very complicated with my Shabbat Ruach. I want to go over the halachos, make sure I have them right. If you forget, if you think you forgot, if you're not sure, when you remember. And she's talking. And then all of a sudden she mentions that the school davens was expired. I go, wait a second. The davening is expired. You don't have to know any of this. Okay. So you don't have to know any of this. Okay. Kodem b'chayyodom. Oymet b'tfilah b'nistabik b'ezer dinech is palel. And it's a question even of a brachal of atala. Really, I mean, you don't know the din. It's heavy. It's not just, you're not sure what to do. Kodem sheshokach eitodom b'tfilah mutal leilach l'makomo. So again, this is not as bad as, I don't know about you, we were brought up that that's the worst, to move from your place. So it is bitty bad, but it's not, you can look up in a safe, you can go get a Mishnah Berurah and look it up. It's Tzorech Tefillah, not stop. Ulayim Shom B'Sefer. Now, what about talking? Mutal Lishol Hadin, Tzorech Iyun, Benirali the Mutar. Hayodom ends up again. This is Tzorech Tefillah. Tzorech Tefillah, whenever something's a Tzorech, it's never really called a Hefzik in that sense, right? You could even talk between a Bracha and doing a Mitzvah. You can talk between a Bracha and eating. The most severe, the most intense times when you're not allowed to be Mafzik, you're allowed to talk with Tzorech. It's never called a Hefzik.
But
the rabbi's
in
the middle of
Shemoneh
Esrei.
You're gonna go over and ask the rabbi.
Rabbi, not allowed to answer. Well, my point is that the reason Shemoneh Esrei might be more chomer, I want to explain the tzad is more chomer, because it's not really a din hefsek. In all of these places, you're not allowed to. The iser hefsek is the iser of hefsek. That's what's wrong. You're being mafsek. So if something is litzorech, what you're doing, it's not called a hefsek. By Shemoneh Esrei, the word hefsek is used, but the iser is not hefsek. It's not pshat. You need a block of 18, 19 brachas and you are mafsek. Pshat is yoyim b'dufnei hamelech. It's highly and extremely inappropriate to start talking something else. So that's why the tzadi is more chomer even. Chayodon lives in Mishabura, apparently lights his pshat, he brings it down. So for Tzorech Tefillah you can talk. I mean, you can extrapolate from this also, that if worse comes to worst, then you, for Tzorech Tefillah you're allowed to talk. Again, it's the last option. Nothing to do with this. It's Hilchos Chazaras HaShatz, or Hilchos Kedushas Beisach Knesses. Nothing to do with this. Certainly, anything that's a tzarach tefila, you're allowed to talk in a Beis Knesses. Okay. Okay, so what did we learn in the first Mishnah Berurah, we learned about being merames to a tinek boche is okay, and if that doesn't work, you walk away. The same with the adam nichbad. And here we learned that if it's the tzarech tefillah specifically, you could even. I would imagine by the tinek also. I think so. Tino's being bochy, bothering everybody.
It's
not your Tino. Someone else's Tino. And so Remez doesn't help, and there's nowhere to walk. It's a Shoshana. And everybody is here, it's full.
Somehow two of you can help.
Whose baby is this? Will the lady whose baby it is take the baby and leave the shul, please? That'll help. No, I would paskin you allowed to. And that person is allowed to step out of Shmona Esrei and do that. Tzarech tefillah, staring everyone, allowed to do that. What?
It's not just Tzarech tefillah, it's the Cheshbon.
Well, I'm not sure, but certainly when you're a Pesheya and you're staring other people's tefillah, then it certainly doesn't have to be Tzarech your tefillah. But in the example we said before, if you have to ask a shayla of Hilchos Shmona Esrei, I'm not at all sure, and I doubt that even though you're allowed to talk, the Chayyadim says, but I don't know if the Rav's allowed to talk to you, because it's the Tzarech your tefillah. But in the example I gave, I'm sure you could, because you were the one that, you're staring their tefillah, so I'm sure it's mutter for you to do what you have to take away the shter that you caused. Mashenkin by the Rav. If he gave him a Mishavurah, it's not his fault that you don't know what to do. Abu Ovid Melacha Vigilulim Vuad Din Anas Bialma B'Syari Shami Yargena. There's nothing to do with a Melech, the Mishavurah says. Not the Pshat covered Malchus. Pshat is Sakonas Nefashas. Abu Melacha Vigilulim Mefshah. So you can Makatzer or Mefshah walk away. So the Mishavurah says it's better to shorten Shmona Esrei, to shorten each bracha, shiatim and aderech, and walking away. Avla prima godim kosav, that's what I mentioned before. That yes, lis yashay b'zeh, it's not so clear. The mashma da'alicha l'tzarech ha'tfila l'havayefzeh. Maybe walking for tzarech tfila is the most preferred option. Because moving from your place is not, it's the least wrong with it, since it's l'tzarech tfila. But I don't know, but we had but not remez. In other words, that the Mishnah Berurah said being merames is preferred to walking, that stays the same, because in both cases there it's a hefsek l'tzarech hatfila. So remez is less intense than walking away. But here we're talking about being makatzer. So if halicha is b'chlal not a hefsek, so that's preferable to being makatzer each bracha, possibly. That's the suffix. The miyev shalom, but if you have no eitzah yafsik, you can talk. So the lomar shemutra filo lishalom b'shlomo, you could even initiate the conversation. Kishem b'shayer shebilti yuzeh efshar shiyev b'sakona. I would imagine in Russia this could have been very negeya. Or if they caught you davening, they put you away. So you have to make believe you're not davening, you can talk. It's not just to be sure of the shlomo, I'm sure it applies in that scenario too, where you have to now make believe you're not davening. You're in the Lushman Esrei, the KGB knocks on the door, so you're allowed to talk and walk. It's a kind of fashion, so of course you're allowed to. If you're shohah, could they ligmar as kula, they have to go back to the beginning. Is that called the type of oinus, where even according to the Ramah, you have to go back to the beginning? Or maybe not, because it's not really a halachic oinus. It's just a plain oinus. So we're going to learn about that in Se'if, Hey and Vav. Hey. Okay, Siv Beis. Are you the spiral of the Derech? Now we're really going to have just manifestations of the Sif that we just learned. Are you the spiral of the Derech above Amoy Karn Kenegdoi? Yatamina Derech Velo Yafsik. Again, that's the preferred option. Not to talk, but to just walk out of your place. Avo, but realize that being an Acher, if there's no emergency, then certainly ain't lots of shmim akom watch yigmar tefila. So, elam kenu b'tachmumim shalach rat tefila. If you're in elokai netzor l'shanim eira, the dinim of walking out of your place are much less chamor. You see in the Mishnah Berurah. You can't do it for no reason, but okay. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Avo min haderech. But he has a better option. He has an In other words, you're talking, it's a sakana, so you can talk, but certainly the preferred option is just to step away. That's to move away if there's tzoya, I think. There was meraglayim with tzoya, so you move away to a different place to continue Shmona Esrei. Ein lotzeis. V'yesh ligo b'chazonim. It's really, you have to be careful. The chazonim, when they go koirim, they have to not move. Obviously, they're moving their feet. Obviously. They're not allowed to be oikir mimakomo. They're not allowed to go to a different place. So now we're up to the Yeshligar b'chazonim she'oikun b'mekoyimam b'yom ha'kippurim k'shemalgiyen el v'anach m'koyirim u'b'say der abayda u'b'lizu b'zimetof ha'esh l'chalas v'dalet elam amidun lo shtender k'nog b'ino l'teba u'ba'avoda m'sal k'na shtender and m'meila in tzorech l'akaragwa. There's no need for him to be akaragwa. What? Well, they have to move their feet to go Karim. They can't keep their feet. How can you physically keep your feet on? Yeah, so that's moving your feet.
Okay, but I'm moving it.
They can't be Oikir Mimakoma.
Meaning that you can't move the biggest step.
The front toes.
They can't jump on the back
corner. They have to move. They have to lift their feet.
Okay.
Totally.
You can pivot.
Your toes don't move. You can pivot. Pivot. And your toes also are leaving their place where they were. Yeah, keep going. Anyway, you can't be Okim and Makomo. You can't create a new place of tefillah. If you're drawing chalk, the outline of your feet, so you can't go outside that outline. Okay, if you draw a chalk outline of the feet, so you can't go outside those boundaries. The feet can't go outside those boundaries. I'm describing it. If you would draw a chalk line around his feet, you follow the outline of his feet. So you can't be Oker Mimakomo. You can't leave that boundary. I'm just trying to give a way of visualizing. What?
What?
What do you mean happy? You can't go outside.